27th of the same year, our branch network of churches began in 5 towns in northern Nigeria: Maiduguri, Azare,
Father, thank you. Father, thank you. Celebrating this morning, Father, thank you for the week of spiritual emphasis. You have visited us diversely. Is somebody grateful to God? Have you received a touch of the word? Have you received a touch of the communion? Thank him from the depth of your heart this morning. Father, thank you for your diverse appearances unto us on this mountain. Father, we give you praise.
Invisible God, the miracle. Almighty God, our powerful God, Almighty God, our powerful God, you are worthy to receive all our praise. You reign forever, Almighty Father,
Almighty God,
our powerful God,
Almighty God,
our powerful God, you are worthy to receive all the praise. You reign forevermore, Almighty God, our powerful God, Almighty God, our powerful God, you are worthy to receive all the praise. You reign forever. Almighty Father,
Almighty God, our powerful God, Almighty God, our powerful God, you are worthy to receive all the praise.
You are marvelous, yeah. You are powerful, yeah.
You are powerful, yeah.
You are powerful, yeah.
You are powerful, yeah.
You are powerful.
You are powerful, yeah. You are powerful, yeah.
You are powerful, yeah. Powerful, yeah.
You are powerful, yeah. You are powerful, yeah. You are powerful, yeah. You are powerful.
Ah, you are glorious, yeah.
You are glorious, yeah.
Glorious, glorious.
You are glorious, yeah. You are glorious, yeah. You are glorious, yeah. You are glorious, yeah.
You are marvelous, yeah.
You are marvelous, yeah. You are marvelous, yeah. You are marvelous, yeah. You are marvelous, yeah. You are marvelous, yeah.
You are powerful, yeah.
You are powerful, yeah.
You are powerful, yeah.
You are powerful, yeah. You are powerful, yeah. You are powerful, yeah. You are powerful, yeah.
Shall we give the Lord a big hand of praise this morning? And please be comfortably seated. We'll begin our intercessions this morning by praying, Father, turn all our new converts and new members into active disciples of Christ, thereby leading many to Christ and to this church. Amen. John 4, 29 and 39. The scripture says, come see a man which told me all things I did. And many of the Samaritans believed for the saying of the woman. Please join me, rise to your feet this morning. And let's together lift up our voices as we engage this morning. Father, turn all our new converts and all our new members into active disciples of Christ, thereby leading many to Christ and many to this church even this year. Lift up your voice and let's pray. Let's engage our hearts this morning in this line of intercession. Lift up your voice, everyone. Lift up your voice everywhere. Father, turn all our new converts and turn all our new members into active and passionate disciples of Christ, thereby leading multitudes even to Christ
and into this church this year. Lift up your voice. Let's engage in this intercession. We are praying with passion this morning, praying for all our new converts and praying for all our new members, asking our Father in the name of Jesus to turn every one of them into active disciples, fire into the hearts of all of them, a fresh zeal for your kingdom, the advancement of your kingdom, thereby leading many to Christ and to this church. Lift up your voice. Let's engage with fervency. Let's pray this prayer with passion. Lift up your voice. You are lifting up every new convert, praying for every new member, asking the Father this morning to turn each one of them into active disciples, into zealous disciples, passionate followers, in the name of the Lord Jesus. Move every of our new converts from mere worshipers into passionate disciples, thereby attracting multitudes into the faith, attracting multitudes into the kingdom and into this church. Lift up your voice, everyone. Ensure you are praying this morning. Engage the fervency of your spirit in this intercession. Pray with passion. Pray with zeal this morning. Lift up your voice. We are praying a prayer that heaven must respond to. Even this morning, therefore, ensure the words proceeding from your lips are connected to your heart this morning. Father, we are asking in the name of Jesus that you turn all our new converts and new members into active disciples. Turn them from mere worshippers, from mere churchgoers, into passionate, zealous disciples. Let the zeal of your house begin to consume every one of them. Let it be like fire shot up in the bones of all our new converts, our new members. Drive them with fresh zeal for the advancement of your kingdom like never before. In the name of Jesus Christ, lift up your voice, lift up your heart in this intercession. All our new converts and all our new members, let their encounter be like the Samaritan woman. Let multitudes begin to rush into the kingdom as a result of the testimonies and the visitations of our new converts and new members. Let the whole cities, whole communities begin to rush into the kingdom and into this church, just like the testimony of the Samaritan woman. Lift up your voice. Pray some more this morning. Father, concerning our new converts and all our new members, we are asking you this morning, turn all of them into passionate and active disciples of Christ and of the faith, thereby attracting multitudes into the kingdom, attracting multitudes into this church. Lift up your voice and let's give him quality thanks again this morning. He has heard our prayers, he has heard our intercession, and he has answered. Father, we thank you. Blessed be your holy name. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. Please give the Lord a big hand this morning and please be seated.
Next in our line of intersection, we're going to be praying. Father, in the name of Jesus, let your mighty hand continue to be upon all our newly planted churches for sustainable growth and enlargement. Acts chapter 2 and verse 47, praising God and having favor with all the people, and the Lord added to the church daily such as should be saved. Shall we be on our feet as we pray? Father, in the name of Jesus, let your mighty hand continue to be upon all our newly planted churches for sustainable growth and enlargement. In the name of Jesus, Father, in the name of Jesus, we pray. Let your mighty hand continue to be upon our newly planted churches for sustainable growth and enlargement. Lift up your voice unto the Father this morning. Let's pray from the depth of our heart, saying, Father, in the name of Jesus, let your mighty hand continue to be upon all our newly planted churches for sustainable growth and enlargement. In the name of Jesus, our Father, we pray, let your mighty hand continue to be upon all our newly planted churches for sustainable growth and enlargement. Our Father, we pray in the name of Jesus, let your mighty hand continue to be upon all our newly planted churches for sustainable growth and enlargement. In the name of Jesus, we are asking, Father, for your sustainable hand upon all our newly planted churches. In the mighty name of Jesus, your mighty hand, let it be continually upon all our newly planted churches for sustainable growth and enlargement. Lift up your voice unto the Father and pray from the depth of your heart. Let's pray prayer that must be answered. Father, in the name of Jesus, let your mighty hand continue to be upon all our newly planted churches for sustainable growth and enlargement. Lift up your voice. Pray in faith this morning. Pray with fervency of the Spirit. Father, in the name of Jesus, let your mighty hand continue to be upon all our newly planted churches for sustainable growth and enlargement. In the mighty name of Jesus, and the Lord added to the church daily upon this wall we stand, and we pray in the name of Jesus that your mighty hand shall continually be upon all our newly planted churches for sustainable growth and enlargement. In the mighty name of Jesus, Father, let your mighty hand continue to be upon all our newly planted churches for sustainable growth and enlargement. In the name of Jesus, our Father, we are calling upon your name this morning. We pray in the name of the Lord Jesus, let your mighty hand continue to be upon all our newly planted churches for sustainable growth and enlargement. Let everyone hear your voice of intercession this morning. Lift up your voice unto the Father and ask for his mighty hand to continue to be upon our newly planted churches for sustainable growth and enlargement. In the name of Jesus, Father, we call upon your name today. We pray in the name of the Lord Jesus, let your mighty hand continue to be upon our newly planted churches for sustainable growth and enlargement. All our newly planted churches, we are asking for your mighty hand to be upon them for sustainable growth and enlargement. In the name of Jesus Christ, and the Lord added to the church daily such as should be saved. We are asking upon this word this morning, in the name of Jesus, let your mighty hand continue to be upon all our newly planted churches for sustainable growth and enlargement. Lift up your voice. Pray unto our Father this morning. Call upon his name. Engage in the name of Jesus. Father, in the name of Jesus, let your mighty hand continue to be upon all our newly planted churches for sustainable growth and enlargement. In the mighty name of Jesus, lift up your voice before the Lord this morning. Pray a prayer that must be answered. Pray from the depth of your heart. Pray in faith in the name of Jesus. Father, we are asking for your mighty hand to continually be upon our newly planted churches for sustainable growth and enlargement. In the name of Jesus Christ, our Father, we call upon you. We pray for your mighty hand. We pray for your mighty hand, oh Lord. Thank you, Father. Blessed be your holy name. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. Put your hands together for Jesus and please be seated.
When we rise, this shall be our prayer line. Father, in the name of Jesus, let there be vivid appearances of the resurrected Christ to everyone in this season of infallible proofs. Amen. 1 Samuel chapter 3 verse 21, and the Lord appeared again in Shiloh, for the Lord revealed himself to Samuel in Shiloh by the word of the Lord. Let's rise and pray this morning. Father, in the name of Jesus, let there be vivid appearances of the resurrected Christ to everyone in this season of infallible proofs. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Lord, let there be vivid appearances, undeniable appearances, clear appearances of the resurrected Christ to everyone in this season of infallible proofs. In the name of Jesus Christ, we call on you, our Father, that there be vivid appearances of the resurrected Christ according to your word to everyone in this season of infallible proofs. Everywhere across the nations of the earth, lift up your voice. Pray desirous of this encounter. Let it be to everyone on the watch. Let it be repeated. Let it be replicated. Let it be multiplied across the nations of the earth. Our Father, according to your word, let there be vivid appearances of the resurrected Christ to everyone, each one and every one of us, male and female, young and old, new converts and new members. Let there be supernatural appearance, vivid appearance of the resurrected Christ to every one of us in this season of infallible proofs. In the name of Jesus Christ, somebody is praying this morning. Somebody's expectation is ripe. Oh God, we are in the season of your post-resurrection appearance. We therefore cry out unto you. In the name of your Holy Son Jesus, let there be vivid appearances of the resurrected Christ to everyone in this season of infallible proofs. In the name of Jesus Christ, appear to every one of us via your word. Appear to every one of us via the encounters of your spirit. Encounters of the night season, encounters of open vision. Let there be vivid appearances of the resurrected Christ to everyone in this season of infallible proofs. Appear to each one and everyone in the language they will understand. Validate this word again and again this season. In the name of Jesus Christ, oh God, let there be vivid appearance of the resurrected Christ to everyone in this season of infallible proofs. In the name of Jesus Christ, we stand on the authority of your word and we place a demand this morning. Our Father and our God, let there be vivid appearance of the resurrected Christ to everyone in this season of infallible proofs. As we are in the church, in the temple, and as we are in the church, in the houses, let there be supernatural appearances of the resurrected Christ. As we open up your word, let there be supernatural appearances of the resurrected Christ. Lord, let it be vivid. Let it be undeniable. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, lift up your voice and place a demand. Pray this morning a prayer that must be answered. Our Father, in the name of Jesus, let there be vivid appearances of the resurrected Christ to everyone in this season of infallible proofs. Multiply the appearances. Oh God, let it be undeniable. Appear to each one and everyone in the point of their need, at the area of their desire. Let there be vivid appearances of the resurrected Christ to everyone in this season of infallible proofs. In the name of Jesus, you have begun the appearances. Let it continue. Let it be multiplied. Let everyone see you this season to the glory of the Father. In the name of Jesus, our Father, let there be vivid appearances of the resurrected Christ to everyone in this season of infallible proofs. It is written in your word that I and the children that God has given to me, we are for signs and for wonders. Therefore, this season of infallible proofs appear again and again, resurrected Christ to every one of us. In the name of Jesus Christ, Lord, we cry out to you, receive all the glory for hearing us again. In Jesus' awesome name we have prayed. Please be seated and give Jesus a big hand of praise.
In a moment we shall be rising up again to pray, saying, Father, let this church continue to experience supernatural growth after the order of the Acts of the Apostles, thereby turning her into a city without walls. Can I hear a bigger amen? Acts chapter 13 and verse 44 says, and the next Sabbath day came almost the whole city together to hear the word of God. Please rise up to your feet with me, lift up your voices as we pray. Father, let this church continue to experience supernatural growth after the order of the Acts of the Apostles, thereby turning her into a city without walls in the mighty name of Jesus. Lift up your voice as we pray. Let the Lord hear the voice of your intercession. Father, Let this church continue to experience supernatural growth. Let this church continue to experience supernatural growth after the order of the Acts of the Apostles, thereby turning her into a city without walls. Lift up your voice as you intercede. Lift up your voice as you speak to your Father in heaven. My Father and my God, in the mighty name of Jesus, let this church continue to experience supernatural growth, supernatural increases after the order of the Acts of the Apostles, thereby turning her into a city without walls. Thereby turning her into a city without walls. Lift up your voice. Let the Lord hear the voice of your intercession and the sound of your prayer. Pray fervently. Pray from your heart. Pray in faith. Father, in the name of Jesus, let this church continue to experience supernatural growth, supernatural increases, supernatural expansion after the order of the Acts of the Apostles, thereby turning her into a city without walls. Thereby turning her into a city without walls. Father, this is our prayer. Let this church continue to experience supernatural growth after the order of the Acts of the Apostles, thereby turning her into a city without walls in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. We pray, Father, let this church continue to experience supernatural growth. We have experienced it before. Let it continue after the order of the Acts of the Apostles, thereby turning her into a city without walls in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Father, this is our prayer this morning. This is our heart desire in the mighty name of Jesus. Let this church continue to experience supernatural growth after the order of the Acts of the Apostles, thereby turning her into a city without walls. Thereby turning her into a city without walls. Lift up your voice and pray fervently. Pray from your heart. Pray this kingdom advancement prayer from your heart. Father, let this church continue to experience supernatural growth. Let this church continue to experience supernatural increases after the order of the Acts of the Apostles, thereby turning her into a city without walls, thereby turning her into a city without walls. This is our prayer. This is our heart desire. This is, oh Lord, that which we expect. Father, let this church continue to experience supernatural growth. Let this church continue to experience supernatural growth after the order of the Acts of the Apostles, thereby turning her into a city without walls, thereby converting her into a city without walls for the multitude of men therein. Lift up your hands right now. Begin to appreciate God. Give him all the praise. Give him all adoration. Thank him for answers to prayer. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we are praying. Put those hands together for the Lord. And please, you may be seated.
We're continuing in intercession. While we rise, we're praying, saying, Father, for the sake of the elect, restore the economy of every nation affected by the scourge of coronavirus. Amen. Genesis 18:32, paraphrase, the Lord said, I will not destroy it for ten's sake. Please, let's rise up at our feet as we lift up our voices to pray. Father, for the sake of the elect, restore the economy of every nation affected by the scourge of coronavirus. Will you lift up your voice as you pray this morning? Father, for the sake of the elect, for the sake of the elect, restore Restore the economy of every nation affected by the scourge of coronavirus. Father, we pray for the sake of the elect. Restore the economy of every nation affected by the scourge of coronavirus. Are you lifting up your voice? Pray with fervency and pray with faith. This prayer is a prayer that must be answered. Father, for the sake of the elect, restore the economy of every nation affected by the scourge of coronavirus. Father, for the sake of the elect, restore the economy of every nation. Restore the economy of every nation affected by the scourge of coronavirus. Lift up your voice and let heaven register your voice of intercession this morning. Father, for the sake of the elect, restore the economy of every nation. Restore the economy of every nation affected by the scourge of coronavirus. Lift up your voice and let heaven register your voice of intercession. Father, for the sake of the elect, for the sake of the elect, restore the economy of every nation affected by the scourge of coronavirus. Every nation affected by the scourge of coronavirus. Father, for the sake of the elect, for the sake of the elect, restore the economy of every nation affected by the scourge of coronavirus. Pray with fervency, pray with faith. Let heaven hear your voice of intercession. Let your heart be engaged. Father, for the sake of the elect, restore the economy of every nation affected by the scourge of coronavirus. Let there be restoration for every economy of nations affected by the scourge of coronavirus. Lift up your voice. Let heaven hear your voice of intercession. Pray with fervency. Pray with faith. My Father, my God, for the sake of the elect, restore the economy of every nation affected by the scourge of coronavirus. Father, in the name of Jesus, for the sake of the elect, restore the economy of every nation affected by the scourge of coronavirus. Every nation affected by the scourge of coronavirus. Father, in the name of Jesus, for the sake of the elect, restore the economy of every nation affected by the scourge of coronavirus. Lift up your voice. Pray with fervency. Let that prayer be registered in heaven this morning. Father, in the name of Jesus, for the sake of the elect, restore the economy of every nation affected by the scourge of coronavirus. Every nation affected by the scourge of coronavirus. Father, we lift up our voice. Together we pray in the name of Jesus, for the sake of the elect, restore the economy of every nation affected by the scourge of coronavirus. Father, for the sake of the elect, restore the economy of every nation affected by the scourge of coronavirus. Lift up your hands, give him thanks. Father, we thank you. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Please put your wonderful hands together for Jesus, and you may take your seat.
At this time, it's time for personal supplication. We have the opportunity to go before the Almighty God right now to make known unto him our heart desires, whatever they may be. And as we do so in prayer, let's remember what the Bible says to us in Matthew chapter 7 and verse 7. Matthew 7, 7. The scripture says, "Ask and it shall be given unto you. Seek, you will find. Knock, and the door shall be opened unto you. For everyone, including you and I, that asketh, receiveth." Please rise up on your feet. wherever you may be right now, and let's begin to ask from the Lord whatever those issues might be. We have this word of assurance. Begin to pour out your soul unto God, wherever you may be right now, globally. Let God hear your voice as you begin to call upon him and do it in confidence. Make sure you are praying. Make sure you are connected. Make sure that God is hearing you right now. Do it with faith. God is here for you. Take advantage of the dew of the morning right now as you pour out your soul unto God. Right now, begin to thank God for answered prayers this morning. Give him praise, give him glory, magnify his name. Lift up your hands to the Lord and thank him for answered prayers. Father, we give you thanks for answered prayers even this day. In Jesus' mighty name we pray.
Amen.
Please be seated and put your hands together for the Lord.
I began to engage God's word with faith. I engaged the blood of Jesus, anointed myself, and also took a shot of the oil while connecting to Canaan Land services online. 5 days into isolation, I was totally free of all symptoms of coronavirus. Make that bigger for Jesus. I am not only back at work, but I am strong and full of life. All glory and honor be to God. Testify a blessing. Oh, put your hands together in appreciation of the good God. Number two, the God of this commission has restored me. In 2016, I had a voice telling me to go to Winners as my place of worship. Before then, I had collected flyers from someone on the road. So when this voice came the fifth time, I read through the flyer. I located a WSF center, and ever since, I became a member of this church. Meanwhile, for many years, I suffered a disease that made me fall sick all the time and made people reject me. As a result, I could not take care of my 12-year-old daughter, so I gave her to a motherless home. I was thrown out by the people I stayed with, and I became homeless. However, I never relented in my prayers. Today, I am back on my feet with a place I can now call my home. My life has been restored to the glory of God. Testify his glory, Samuel. Can you rise on your feet, hands together with a loud voice, thank God for this wonderful testimony.
Shall we lift our voices, lift our hands, and glorify God this morning? Let's give the praise and the honor unto him. From the depth of our hearts, let's give him praise. Celebrate him, is worthy. Thank him for the testimonies we have just heard. These are the doings of the Lord, and they are marvelous in our eyes. He restored a life supernaturally, healed from coronavirus. All of these are the doings of the Lord. Let's give him the praise due unto his name. Let's celebrate him from the depth of our heart. Thank him and thank him and thank him. Also begin to thank him for the answers he has given to your prayers, your intercessions, your supplications, being fully assured that he has heard you. Give him the glory, give him the honor, give the adoration unto him. And now begin to ask him to speak to you this morning. Day unto day utter speech, and night unto night shows knowledge. Lord, speak to me today. Thank you, mighty God. In Jesus' precious name we have prayed. Our Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for these testimonies that we have heard today. They are your doings, and they are marvelous in our eyes. For it, we give you all the praise, and we give you all the glory. For the answers to prayer, we say thank you. And now, Lord, our eyes are upon you. We ask that you will speak to us this morning. By your word, let each one of us be transformed. We give you the praise and glory in Jesus' precious name. Give Jesus a big hand, and please, you may be seated in his presence. It is my year of breaking limits. Our line of exhortation for this week has been unveiling the wonders of being committed to fellowship. Unveiling the wonders of being committed to fellowship. We have established from God's word already in the course of this week that every commandment of God is absolutely for our benefit. And one of those commandments of God is the commandment for fellowship. In Hebrews chapter 10 and verse 25, the Bible says, forsake not the assembling together of ourselves. He said, as the manner of some is, but exhorting one another, and so much more as you see the day approaching. In other words, the need for fellowship is continuously increasing. The Bible makes it very clear that as we get closer and closer to the end, the demand for fellowship increases in intensity. There is therefore no season in which fellowship is not necessary. Fellowship is a necessity for anyone that will enjoy a buoyant Christian adventure. And that is why it becomes important for us to understand what are these blessings and what are the benefits? What do we have or stand to gain as we engage in this adventure of fellowship? Before we go into that, it's important to be reminded yet again that we have two platforms of fellowship identified in scriptures. In Acts chapter 2, verse 46 and verse 47, it said, they continuing daily with one accord in the temple and breaking bread from house to house. So we have what we refer to as the temple church or the temple fellowship. And then we have the fellowship from house to house. These two platforms are vital
And there are provisions of God for you and I to maximize the benefits that fellowship has to offer. But the question really is, what are the benefits that fellowship has to offer? What blessings does this platform of fellowship, both the house to house and the temple fellowship, what does it have to offer? This morning we are looking at this particular blessing that, you know, accrues to us on the platform of fellowship. And that is that we build spiritual capacity that empowers believers for exploits in fellowship. We build spiritual capacity that empowers believers for exploits in fellowship. In the book of Psalm chapter 84 and verse 7, the Bible makes us to understand this. It said, they go from strength to strength. Every one of them in Zion appeareth before God. So Zion is the place of strength. And strength is the requirement for exploits. Zion is the place of strength. And strength is the requirement for exploits. In the book of Daniel 11 and verse 32, the Bible makes clear to us, it says, that the people that do know their God, they shall be strong. And as a result of that, they will do exploits. So we discover from scriptures that exploits require strength. That strength is a spiritual capacity that is built into the life of the believer on the platform of fellowship. Because it is in fellowship that we gain access to the revelation that builds our strength. The Bible makes clear to us in Psalm 73 and verse 17. It said, when I entered into the sanctuary of God, he said, then understood I. So there are things that we can never understand outside of fellowship. No wonder John the Apostle, speaking in the book of 1 John chapter 1 and beginning from verse 1 to 3, he put it this way. He said, that which was from the beginning, which we have heard, which we have seen with our eyes, which we have looked upon, and our hands have handled of the word of life. He said, for the life was manifested, and we have seen it and bear witness and show to you that eternal life which was with the Father and was manifested unto us. Why? That which we have seen and heard, declare we unto you, that you may also have fellowship with us. So here we see that fellowship is the platform through which what God has unveiled is made available to you and to me. We gain access to revelation that builds our strength on the platform of fellowship. Look at the testimony we heard of the sister that shared that testimony, being a nurse in, you know, a unit in the hospital where she was attending to coronavirus, you know, patients. She said there that this is a hospital that the specialty of the hospital is treating coronavirus patients. Now she got the symptom. They said, don't come, stay at home. Stay at home. And she went to him and said she knew that she cannot have that condition afflicted upon her. Why? On the basis of God's word and what she heard the servant say in fellowship. And on the basis of that, she walked out of that calamity. She said, not only am I back at work, but now I am not only strong, but I am full of life. What came as death was converted to life on the basis of our encounter at fellowship. We must come to understand, therefore, that the place of fellowship is where we build up the strength required to command exploits. Don't forget, the Bible makes it clear to us in Galatians chapter 4, verse 1 and verse 2. It said there that an heir, even though he's a child, as long as he's a child, differs nothing from a servant. It said, but even though he's Lord of all, but he's put under tutors and governors. He remains under subjection until he grows out of his childhood into sonship. And that growth is on the basis of revelation, having access to the word of God that builds up our capacity. So it's important for us to understand that while God may have prepared our inheritance, prepared all of the blessings available for us, we must be prepared for the blessing. And our preparation is on the basis of fellowship. Our capacity is built up as we engage in fellowship. That is why it's so important for you and I to recognize that we have this responsibility to keep plugged into fellowship so that we can keep building up. As we are plugged in, we keep building up. Remember what the Bible said? Those who are planted in the house of the Lord, they will flourish. They will not diminish. They will be flourishing in the court of our God. He said they will be fat and flourishing. They will keep producing results on every side because they have remained planted. So we must not toy with our fellowship, whether it's the temple or the house to house. They are platforms for us to keep growing in capacity. That's why the Bible says in Obadiah verse 17, it said there, it said, upon Mount Zion there shall be deliverance. It said there will be holiness, and the house of Jacob will possess their possession. And as they are there planted in Zion, it said in verse 21, it says, Savior shall arise. Men of exploits, women of strange results shall arise out of Mount Zion, and they will judge the Mount of Esau, and the kingdom shall be the Lord's. May each one of us receive grace to remain actively planted in fellowship in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. This I see that grace answering for us in Jesus' name. Secondly, we discover that fellowship facilitates express answer to prayer. It facilitates express answers to prayer. In the book of Matthew chapter 18, verse 19 and verse 20, the Bible puts it this way. He said, if two of you shall agree on earth as touching anything that they shall ask, it shall be done for them of my Father which is in heaven. It says, for where two or three are gathered today in my name, he said, there am I in the midst of them. So there is power made available for answers to prayer when we gather corporately in fellowship. Whether we are doing so house to house or we are doing so in the temple, there is power made available that brings about supernatural answers to prayer. In Daniel chapter 2, we recall the situation beginning from verse 16 all the way down to verse 28. How that in this situation, the king had dreamt a dream, forgotten the dream, and he had commanded that anyone who cannot, those who could not tell him out of the wise men, they will all be killed. And Daniel said, give us time. And they went together in fellowship and began to pray. And the Bible said, then was the secret revealed unto Daniel in a night vision. The answer came when they called upon God in fellowship. That is why it's vital and important for us to understand. You see, our personal prayers are very important, but our corporate prayers are vitally important. When we stand together and pray, God said, I am there. I am present in your midst. Not only am I responding from heaven, but I'm right there in your midst to give you the answers you desire. That's what fellowship has to offer to you and to me. And that's why each one of us must continue to celebrate the opportunity for fellowship. Never toy with it. Every opportunity for fellowship should stir up joy. David said it this way. He said, I was glad when they said to me, let us go to the house of the Lord. Every opportunity for fellowship should be an opportunity that we celebrate at every point in time. Diving in to the opportunity, recognizing that we are building up and we are gaining access to the answers to our prayers. I see that becoming each one of our own experience in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Somebody believe it, say louder, amen. Will you rise on your feet with me this morning? Lift up your hand. And Lord, take grace from the Lord this morning to remain actively connected in fellowship. Actively connected. House to house and in the temple. Lord, I receive that grace this morning. Lift your voice and pray, asking God for that grace. Asking God for that grace. Asking God for that grace. Let that grace be made available for me to remain actively connected in fellowship. Thank you, Lord Jesus. And blessed be your holy name. In Jesus' precious name we have prayed. Give Jesus a big hand as we receive our Father.
Hallelujah. Blessed is the man that thou chooses and causes to approach unto thee, that he may dwell in thy courts. We shall be satisfied with the goodness of thy house, even of thy holy temple. Amen. Every appearance in his presence is for a blessing. Blessed is the man that you choose, that you cause to approach unto you, that he may dwell in thy court. It's not running up and down. It's settled. It's planted, like we are told. He will keep scaling new heights, like the cedar in Lebanon. He will be flourishing like the palm tree. No dry season. Glory to God. Addiction to fellowship is a blessing that money cannot buy. We shall be satisfied with the goodness of thy house, even of thy holy temple. May each one receive grace to remain committed, dedicated, Amen. And addicted to fellowship. Amen. You can keep growing in strength and growing in exploit. Amen. In the name of Jesus. Amen. The prayer advantage is, look, there is nothing confidential about your life. Whatever requires divine intervention, we'll find a solution in church. Share with your fellowship people. Let them start with you in prayers. Don't die alone. Don't die by yourself, by ignorance. That lady said, look, I've not menstruated for 40 years. Now, in the name of Jesus, be free. And then the blood began to flow.
Hallelujah.
What if he kept it? What if he kept it? If two of you shall agree on earth as touching whatever thing they shall touch, it shall be done of myself, of my Father, which is in heaven. Thank you, Jesus. I just sat down there and said, look, all those coronavirus people have died. But for the opportunity of fellowship, for the light that came their way, for the ministration that they had opportunity to access, and that's why the devil is very mad at the gathering together of God's people. But he has failed.
Amen.
He has failed.
Yes.
He has failed.
Yes.
He has failed. Yes. The doors to churches across nations is again declared open this morning.
Yes.
Can I tell you this? Hunger is far more devastating than a virus. Hunger is far more devastating than any virus that we ever visit the earth. Hunger. One man had not eaten for 3 days. His spirit was gone. 1 Samuel 30, verse 11 and 12. They met an Egyptian who was sick and they left him behind. Gave him some food. The food finished. So he had not eaten for 3 days. They gave him bread and water. Then his spirit revived. It kills silently. There is no vaccine for hunger. There is no medical solution to hunger. Now we are doing vaccine and all that stuff. You can handle that with virus and plague, but not hunger. Hunger has no treatment than to have food. And spiritual famine is far more devastating. He said, they shall fall and never rise. Come on now. That's what the devil is looking for. But he has failed.
Yes.
He has failed.
Yes.
The church is back on his feet.
Yes.
Anyone who had to see that dies for it.
Amen.
The church of Christ on the earth is liberated.
Amen.
Spiritual famine shall not have its way.
Amen.
Spiritual drought shall not have its way.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Lift up your two hands, everybody. And bless the name of the Lord for opening the doors to the churches. Amen. In Jesus' precious name.
Amen.
Now, you are working in a hospital that deals on coronavirus. Now you contacted it and they have to go home. That's how limited medical science can be. Go home and die. That's the meaning. If you didn't know Jesus, she didn't know. She will be gone. That's where they took her. Why can't they admit you there? Go home and quarantine yourself. Isolate yourself. That means we can't help now. You see how many things we have on ground? We can't add your own to it. Can I tell the world at this time, no one has the answer to a problem like Jesus. Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden. No matter your situation, and I will give you rest. Come and learn of me. come and hear from me. Sit at my feet and you'll find rest for your souls. Unto men, this is impossible, but not with God. For with God, all things are possible. All things are possible. All things are possible. Hitherto you have not asked me anything. Ask and shall receive, that your joy may be full. In the name of Jesus, every situation called impossible in anyone's life, I'm glad to let you know, Jesus has a ready answer.
Amen.
He has a ready solution.
Amen.
So receive it now in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Well, today is the last day of our spiritual week of emphasis for the month of May. And the last day is everybody's day. So at 5:30 this evening, Nigerian time, we are back here to give the devil the chase of his life. So come over and be part of the third day miracle. After 2 days, he will revive us. On the third day, he will raise us up. And we shall live in his sight.
Amen.
This is the third day.
Yes.
The resurrection day.
Yes, yes, yes.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Everybody's changing position.
Amen.
Your desires will return as testimonies.
Amen.
No one shall return with any mark of the devil on his or her life.
Amen.
Every wicked force will bow before you.
Amen.
And the name of the Lord shall be glorified. Third day, last day, everybody's day, resurrection day. He's not here. He's risen.
Hallelujah.
They won't find you in any negative place anymore.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Lift up your two hands. Celebrate Jesus. And speak to the day. The day must answer to you.
Speak to the day, speak to the day, make your decrees, make your decrees concerning the day. As you declare, it shall be delivered. As you declare, it shall be delivered. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' precious name, we have prayed.
Amen.
Let's share the goodness of the Lord together. Surely, God's goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our lives, and we shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Amen. Peace. It's my year of breaking limits. Then what eyes have not seen nor ears heard shall be your experience all through the year 2020. Congratulations. Amen and amen. You are blessed. Be reminded the evening service is 5:30 p.m. Be blessed.